Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch by Kittredge. A swing and a high fly ball to center. Pete Crow Armstrong is there. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's got it!
That is how we do it, man. That's how you win baseball games in October. It takes an effort from everyone. It takes defense. Hell of an effort from the bullpen guy. A lot of bullpen guys. Oh, yeah. Hey, the magic carpet ride continues, and as Eddie Vedder said, we are alive, man!
Let's go! Let's go, Cubs fans! Loved the scene at Wrigley Field last night and in the locker room afterwards. I am Rami Makhlouf with you live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers up until 9 o'clock. And we got a jam-packed show for you this evening. Allen Robinson, Pro Bowl wide receiver for your Chicago Bears and host of the Press Release podcast. He'll be here at 7. And other than that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be all Cubs all night. Looking back at last night, looking ahead to the series with the Milwaukee Brewers, Alex Cohen, play-by-play broadcaster for the Cubs on the Marquee Sports Network. He'll be here at 7:25. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from our sister station down in or up in Milwaukee. He's the host of Wisconsin Sports Daily, and he'll join us with a view on this series from Milwaukee coming up at 8 o'clock. But you know what? Me and my trusty producer, Tyler Buterbaugh, First of all, Tyler, how are you this evening, my friend? Everything good over there?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. After last night, I mean, I couldn't think of a better reason to wake up today.
We talked about this show and we said, you know what? Leave the whole first hour open. Don't get any guests for the whole first hour because we want to hear from you, the Score listener, the Cubs fan, at 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show. You can give us a call. You can shoot us a text and talk some Cubs with me, Rami Makhlouf, all night long. And man, I am so fired up for this Cubs team. Just a little peek into my life. So I recently got a new show on our sister station up in Milwaukee on The Fan. I work mornings 9 to noon along with Packers fullback John Kuhn. And by the way, thank you to everybody who sent out kind words, said congratulations, and everybody who asked, will you still be on The Score? The answer, as proven by my voice coming through your speakers right now, is yes, I will still be on The Score. And I couldn't be happier to say that. And so for me, by the end of this show, I will have talked about this series for 6 straight hours. And am I going to be tired of it by then? Hell to the gnaw, to the no, no, no. I can't talk about this series enough. There's no place else I'd rather be than on your radio talking Cubs Brewers and a divisional series. My mama once told me growing up, do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And there is no better example of that than today for me. So I want to hear from you, Cubs fans, at 312-644-6767. 67. And before we look ahead to this divisional series, and that's really what I'm going to focus most of this show on, because it's going to be one banger of a series, man. But before I move ahead to the series that's coming up, I wanted to talk about last night, because that was fun, ladies and gentlemen. I was not lucky enough to be there. I was in my living room. I turned on the sound bar, which the wife does not like loud noises. I bought this sound bar when I was single, and I really haven't gotten to use it since I got married. And yesterday I turned on the sound bar for the start of the game, and she was like, "You're turning on the sound bar?" I was like, "You're damn right I'm turning on the sound bar." And I'm turning on the sound bar for every playoff game moving forward. And it was blaring through the living room from the very first inning of that game, because the Cubs faithful, the friendly confine faithful out there at Wrigley Field, man, did y'all come out for that game. Did y'all show out for that game? That was as electric as I can remember Wrigley Field being, well, since 2016, when they brought home a World Series. I read a quote from Jameson Taillon saying that he's, do we have the soundbite, Tyler, or should I just tell people what he said? Okay, he was talking about the fact that with two strikes on Fernando Tatis on the very first at-bat of the game, everyone in Wrigley Field stood up and was screaming their heads off, and from then on, it was on from that point on, man. Cubs fans did not let up, did not let down at any point during that game, and you can be sure, you can be damn sure that the Cubs feel that, and that the Padres felt that throughout that game, and you helped the Cubs win that game. And I think what we saw yesterday and how good this feels today that the Cubs were able to win a playoff series and win a playoff game for the first time since 2017, I think that tells you that the bar has been raised, and that this is what we want, and this is what we expect after we saw a team bring home a World Series last night. Tyler, you were in the building for that one last night. Was it as electric as it felt and sounded coming through the sound bar in my living room?
Dude, that was the most electric I've ever, and the loudest I've ever seen Wrigley Field. And oh, I went to game one of the NLCS in 2016. Now, granted, I was in the rooftop, so I wasn't quite in there, but you can still feel the energy from out there. But like, I don't think I sat back down until like after the fifth inning. Like at that point, everyone's got the beers flowing and the vibes were high. They were already up like 2-0 at that time. And it was just, everyone was standing up the entire time. It was just constant loud.
I was in my living room standing up the entire game. Like, I would sit down during commercials. I'm not kidding when I say I got lightheaded at multiple points in that game, and my heart was beating out of my chest, dude. I was standing up for most of that game. I can't imagine I would sit down even in between innings if I was in the ballpark over there at Wrigley Field. I was, dude, that game was, that whole series, game two was a bit of a dud, but just the electricity, the tension of a playoff series and then coming home with the victory, damn, does that feel good, man. Haven't had that feeling in a long time, and good Lord, does that feel good. What was the scene like afterwards? Like, how long did people stick around and party in Wrigley Field after everyone sang Go Cubs Go in Sweet Home Chicago?
It took a while for the whole stadium to, like, clear out, and then I didn't stay in Wrigley that long, but I went out and grabbed a drink with a buddy, and dude, the streets was just flooded. Like, people were wailing on their horns. Like, it was like partying in 1985 kind of type of feel in Wrigley, dude. It was such a blast. Like, I didn't want to leave, but I'm like, I gotta go home at some point.
If you were there last night and you have stories to tell, I'd like to hear from you at 312-644-676. Man, my voice is already cracking here because I'm so fired up about this series and I'm in my fourth hour of talking about it. But good, I'm gonna hold up just fine for the next 3 hours of the show. I want to hear from you if you were there last night. But we do need to look ahead, and we do have a series coming up, and it starts tomorrow. Man, we got to get ourselves together. Well, the Cubs got to get themselves together, but I feel like as a fan, I got to get myself together and get ready for this series that starts at AmFam Field tomorrow up in Milwaukee at 1:08. These weird start times for these playoff games gets under my skin a little bit, but 1:08 at American Family Field tomorrow. I know Cubs fans are going to show out in numbers for that one as well and turn it into Wrigley North for the first game of that series. I want to know, what makes you nervous and what makes you confident about this series. 312-644-6767 if you want to get in. Again, the whole first hour of the show is about you guys, the Score listener, on the phones and on the text line. And I have, coming up at 745, I have a whole bunch of good numbers and bad numbers to forecast this series. But right now, I just want to talk a little bit more broadly about what makes you nervous, what makes you confident about this series between the Cubs and the Brewers coming up. And for me, there's one thing that makes me feel really good about this series, and one thing that makes me pretty nervous about this series. The thing that makes me a little bit nervous is the Brewers are very well rested. And we did find out today that they won't have one of their aces, because it seems like they have a few of them on that pitching staff up there. They won't have Brandon Woodruff available to them. But other than that, man, that is obviously, with them getting the first round bye with the best record in all of baseball, that's a well-rested team. They've been sitting for a week waiting to find out if they're going to play the Brewers or the Cubs. So they're going to have their full arsenal, obviously, of pitchers, whether we're talking about the Game 1 starter and Freddie Peralta and how deep he can go, or that very, very strong bullpen that the Brewers have up there. They'll obviously all be at the disposal of manager Pat Murphy, while the Cubs, man, did it take every bullet in the gun to win that game yesterday. When you talk about the bullpen, they asked for 15 innings out of the bullpen over the course of three games against the Padres, and multiple inning outings from some of their most high leverage guys, like obviously Palencia. Kittredge worked in every single game of that season. Pomeranz worked in two games of that season. You went to Keller for two innings at the end of that game yesterday. So the Cubs bullpen was spent by the end of it. And you get this one day of rest, and that day after game one, they split up games one and two. And I found out today from Jeff Levering, one of the voices of the Milwaukee Brewers, why that's the case, why we have that game between games one and two. So Major League Baseball wants, and honestly, I give Rob Manfred a hard time often. I've challenged him to fight me for the commissionership of Major League Baseball. He hasn't accepted my invite to the Octagon, but I got to give him credit for this. He wants playoff baseball on your TV every night. That's why they're sort of staggering the National League and the American League. So the American League will have the spotlight on Saturday. The American League will have the spotlight on Sunday. National League will have the spotlight on Monday. So that's why they do that. And they switch every year which is going to get that day off in between game one and two. And so this year it fell on the National League. And quite honestly, that's a blessing for the Cubs, that they'll get a day off before game one. They'll get a day off after game one. You would think the bullpen and all the pitchers are well rested enough that Craig Council will have his full arsenal to go by the time game two rolls around. But you start this series with a bullpen that has been used up while the Brewers are very, very well rested. That scares me a little bit, especially for game one. And man, they get game one. We're talking about a five-game series. They're already a third of the way to getting to an NLCS. The thing that makes me feel pretty good about this one, makes me feel pretty confident about this series, is what we saw yesterday in game three. And when it comes to Kyle Tucker, games two and three, but Tucker and PCA showing some signs of life with their bats. PCA yesterday with the three hits. Tucker had two hits. That to me is probably the difference in this series, quite frankly. Because, and I came on here, I think it was after the Blue Jays series, when the Cubs were spiraling at the time, and everybody was going after Jed Hoyer. Everybody was going after Craig Council. And I said, guys, I don't know what you want them to do about the best hitters in this lineup just not hitting, in Kyle Tucker and PCA and Seiya Suzuki. Because that's what carried this offense when they were world beaters up until the All-Star break. When they were far and away the best offense, the best lineup in baseball up until the All-Star break, it was because you had those three guys doing damage, putting pitchers in high leverage pressure situations, and that just made the lineup that much longer and deeper for opposing pitchers to face. And when those guys went silent, man, that was really what sent the Cubs spiraling after the All-Star break. If Tucker and PCA can get going and continue what we saw yesterday with the signs of life that we saw from their bats to close out that series, it might that's probably the deciding factor in this series, quite frankly. So I hope what we saw yesterday was real. It wasn't a mirage of any kind. It wasn't fool's gold of any kind. And if it is, I feel really, really good about the Cubs' chances in this series. So the thing that makes me a little nervous, Brewers are rested while the Cubs are not, especially when you talk about that bullpen. What makes me confident, Tucker and PCA showing signs of life with their bat. I'd like to know what makes you confident, what makes you nervous about this series starting tomorrow, NLDS, between the Cubs and the Brewers, 312-644-6767. And I'm throwing a few things at you here in this first segment. You can talk about any of them if you give me a call or shoot me a text at 312-644-6767. And really anything Cubs-related. Like, you just need to get something off your chest. You're feeling nervous. You're feeling anxious. You want to get on the couch and just talk about it. Sports therapy is here for you on the Score Evening Show with yours truly, Rami Makhlouf. But obviously, the big story going into this one is Craig Counsell and the fact that the Cubs poached him away from the Milwaukee Brewers with a $25 million deal or whatever it was that they paid him to come over and be the manager of the Chicago Cubs. I can tell you firsthand from living in Milwaukee and talking to Brewers fans during my day job as one of the hosts of 9 to Noon on the Fan up in Milwaukee, it left a sour taste in Brewers fans' mouths. It left a real sour taste in Brewers fans' mouths, especially because I think it was a year before he took that Cubs job, he voiced a promo for the local sports programming network that the Brewers are aired on, FanDuel Sports Network. All about being a lifer, basically, as a Milwaukee Brewer. This is a guy who grew up in the Brewers organization. His dad worked for the Brewers. He went on to play for the Brewers later in his career. He goes on to manage the Brewers through at that point, their most successful time as a franchise. And then he turns around and takes the money to go and play for their arch rival. And that would leave a bad taste in any fan's mouth. But since he's come here, the first season, obviously, not what we were all looking for with 83 wins in his first year as the manager of the Chicago Cubs. And even through his second year, even through a season where the Cubs won 92 games and got a playoff berth, I would still hear rumblings from some Cubs fans of, why did we pay this guy all this money? Was he really worth it? And all the criticisms of Craig Counsell, especially when this thing started to spiral a little bit after the All-Star break. For those of you, and I'm going to put this out there, I'm a big Craig Counsell guy. I've been a big fan of him going way back to his time managing the Brewers and working up there and following him on a day-to-day basis and seeing how he operates and how he does business. I was thrilled when the Cubs hired him. I think he's one of, if not the best, game day manager in all of Major League Baseball. Now, do I take issue with some of his decisions? Yes. I was screaming red-faced into this microphone after I saw the lineup that he put out there for Game 5 of that 5-game series with these Brewers. And I was screaming at my TV when he let Shota Imanaga stay in to face Manny Machado instead of walking him or going to a righty out of the bullpen. So I do take issue with moves that he makes, but all in all, big picture, I'm a big Craig Counsell guy. But my question to those of you who are still either not fans of his or on the fence about Craig Counsell and whether he was worth all the money that the Cubs gave him, is this kind of a referendum on Craig Counsell this series? Because you did bring him here. You did bring him here to be the best team in the division. Well, ultimately to win World Series, but you brought him here to get the best of the Brewers who just won their third straight NL Central championship. And that has not worked out so far. They've won two straight NL championships since he's come over to be the manager of the Chicago Cubs. And I think a lot of Cubs fans, and I can't really argue with it, are looking at it and going, is he really all that? Is he really all that if he leaves there and they actually get better and beat us in winning the National League Central? I get it. Does he have to beat the Brewers? Does he have to beat the Brewers to prove to you that was the right move and that he was worth all that money? Is this a referendum on Craig Counsell in this series? And if he doesn't, are you really looking at him with the side eye? I had Lawrence Holmes on my show in Milwaukee this morning. You might have heard of him. And I asked him that very question. And he said to a degree, maybe, yes, I'm paraphrasing now. But he also pointed out the fact that Craig Counsell was his only job is not beating the Brewers in a playoff series. And it's not the be-all, end-all to beat the Brewers in a playoff series. His job is to sort of set the course for the Chicago Cubs for long-term success, for sustained success and relevancy. And you look at the point that Lawrence made, you look at what he's done to develop some of the young players on this roster, namely PCA, Michael Bush. We saw Matt Shaw step up a little bit in the second half of the season. Cade Horton. One of the things I always really liked and appreciated about Craig Counsell is he seems to know how to foster the growth of young baseball players and to get the most out of them. And we've already seen that in the 2 years that he's been here. And let's just say, I hate to say it, but let's just say, worst case scenario, they don't win the series. I'm already quite pleased with Craig Counsell and the course that he's set, the tone that he's set with this Cubs team, and especially in developing some of these younger players that have come out of their minor league system. I think that's a big part of his job, and he keeps doing that, and things are going to be good for a long time around here for Cubs fans. So I'm not necessarily looking at it like that, but are you? Or do you see this series as a referendum on Craig Counsell? Like I said, I threw a lot out there at you in the first segment of the show, and you can chime in on any of that or any Cubs fans thoughts that you might be having. I'm here for you. Whole first hour is open for you to call, for you to text, 312-644-6767. You were there last night. You got stories. I want to hear them. What makes you nervous? What makes you confident about this series? I want to hear it. Is this a referendum on Craig Counsell? Let me know, yes or no, 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show. Let's talk some Cubs right here on your home for Cubs baseball, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Score.
If I said I wasn't thinking about being able to turn around and say something to those people out there. But, you know, like we owe everything to those people coming out and showing up every day and they're just as much a part of this as these people in this clubhouse, and I'm definitely somebody that feeds off of my bleacher creatures.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I love that dude, man. I love that dude, PCA, and he gave you Cubs fans as much credit as anybody who stepped out on that field last night. And I don't know that I'd go quite that far as giving you as much credit as the guys who were throwing and catching and hitting the baseball, but you definitely played a part in that win last night. Dude, I could see it in some of the Padres pitchers that they felt the ground shaking under their feet out on that mound last night, and it had an effect on that team, and it had an effect in the opposite way on the Cubs of getting them pumped up and getting the best out of them. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score Evening Show here on a Friday, talking about a Cubs wild card series victory and looking ahead to a divisional series with the Milwaukee Brewers. I threw a lot at you in the first segment. If you were there last night and you got tales to tell, want to hear about that. You want to talk about what makes you nervous or confident about this series? I want to talk about that. And is this series a referendum on Craig Counsell in your eyes? If you're somebody who's still not fully in on the Craig Counsell experience, does he need to win this series to win you over? 312-644-6767. We left the whole first hour open for you before we talk with former Bears wide receiver and host of the Press Release podcast, Allen Robinson, coming up at 7 o'clock. So let's get right out to those phones. Let's go out to Lake Bluff, and let's get in Steve, who tells me he was at Game 2 and Game 3. Those are very different games, Steve. Those were very different games, my man.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, so I took my 10-year-old daughter. She's not really into baseball too much, but she loves a good vibe. So I dragged her to game two, and I'm like, all right, get ready, just wait, you know, and we're going through, and it's just, you know, obviously, it, you know, nothing was happening, and I'm like, oh, you know, so it wasn't exactly what I was thinking she would experience. So, like, man, after the game, like, we really need a mulligan. So I bought game three tickets at the last minute, and thank God I did, because, man, that place was just as electric as you said it was. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
It was amazing, man. And from the jump, you guys were on your feet. You were getting loud. Two strikes on Fernando Tatis in the very first at-bat of the game, and everybody in that place stood up and just started screaming their brains out, man. There was one guy who I was watching him as much as I was watching the game. He was standing behind home plate the entire game. If you're listening right now, the gentleman in the dark blue polo was the best fan in the stadium the whole night. No disrespect to you, Tyler Buterbaugh. This guy was on every pitch, giving it everything he had. To the point where every time a Padres player swung and missed, he was giving them the business. Dude, he was cheering and fist pumping the ball boy when he would run up and grab a ball from behind home plate. I don't know who that guy was. Again, if you're listening, I want to hear from you, dude. You were the fan of the game last night, but the whole place, dude, the whole place was just electric and rocking all night long, and like I keep saying, it made a difference. I wish I could have been there. I'm so jealous of Steve in Lake Bluff. I'm so jealous of Tyler Buterbaugh that you guys got to be there and got to experience that. It was my birthday yesterday, and I've never had a Cubs clincher on a birthday, so that was pretty cool. Would have been that much cooler if I could be in the building to experience that and to help the Cubs on to winning that game three and moving on to the divisional series. 312-644-6767. Out to Orland Park and Alfonso. You're on the Score talking some Cubs with Rami Makhlouf. What's up, Alfonso?
Hey, what's going on, man? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I agree 100% a lot of what you're saying. Number one, as far as Chicago fans, I didn't get a chance to go to the game yesterday, but the games that I've been at Wrigley, the opening day at Soldier Field, I've never heard Chicago fans as loud as I've heard them this year. I think we're all hungry and we're all desperate, yeah, and we're all hoping for a winner, and it's showing when we show up. What gets me excited is exactly what you said. PCA, Tucker, I've never seen Swanson play the defense that he played. We got Carson Kelly's confidence back. So when Suzuki gets hot, I mean, he gets hot for a month, right? So
yeah.
I feel like the team breaking out is unstoppable and can beat anybody. What gets me nervous, and I hate to say this, is Ian Happ batting third. We all love him. We all hope that he turns it around. No one shows up every single day like he does. And I know he's a great team player, but my concern is that he's a Jason Hayward, and that as much as we hope and as much as we give him an opportunity to turn it around, he's not. And batting third in crucial situations, ahead of Tucker and Suzuki and Carson, I think is going to be a detriment to the lineup. And part of why we brought over Council is to make the types of decisions that win games, the type of decision that wins series and that gets us in a position to win a World Series. And he got to make the tough decision. I'm not saying to bench him just yet, but he does have to be moved back into the order. And at the end of the day, again, we all hope for the best, but I do feel like he's a clog in that lineup and it's time to move on. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think.
Alfonso, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I Alfonso in Orland Park there. I tend to agree with him. I see, and not to the degree of benching an Ian Happ. I don't think you do that in the playoffs to a guy who's been that good, to a guy who's that important to the team, not just with what he does on the field, but in terms of his voice in the clubhouse. You gotta remember, this is the only guy on that team that has tasted champagne in a Cubs uniform. Like he's the only guy on that team who knows what it's like to win in this town, and his voice is huge in that clubhouse. Now I don't think you bench a guy like that in the middle of a playoff run. Batting him third, I get what Counts is thinking. You got to remember, Ian Happ finished the regular season pretty hot. It looked like he found his groove, like he found his stroke up there at the plate. And at the same time, Kyle Tucker and PCA were still kind of searching for it. PCA has been searching for it since the All-Star break, and Kyle Tucker, coming off that calf injury, did not have a lot of time to get his groove back and to start swinging it the way we all know he can. So I think he tucked those guys a little bit lower in the lineup than he normally would, just to maybe take the pressure off them and let them be a little bit more free swinging out there and not feel the pressure of getting up in the first inning or early in the lineup in a big situation, while Ian Happ was pretty hot ending the regular season. The problem I had with it is, and I don't have the number in front of me, but they flashed it up during the series. Ian Happ has struggled against the Padres, and even if he was hot to end the regular season, I just based on the matchups, and we know Craig Counsell loves to play matchups, probably not putting him up that high in the order. I don't have a huge problem with Tucker and PCA being where they were in the batting order to start that series, because like I said, they're both still searching for it a little bit. I don't know why Suzuki is all the way down at five as hot as he was with five home runs in the last four games of the regular season. Why not have him up in the order at two or three, so he's getting as many looks at those Padres pitchers as he possibly can. That was and Carson Kelly as well. Why not have him up there in the top four or five of the batting order, so that they have to look at him as many times as they possibly can, and he gets as many looks at their pitchers as he possibly can. I think you might see a change. I think coming up in this Brewers series, you might see Ian Happ slide back a little bit, especially if Counts believes that what he saw from PCA and Tucker in the last two games of that Padres series, if he believes that that's real and that those guys have their stroke back, you might start to see this lineup look a little bit more like what we saw to start the season. But we'll see. We don't really know. We'll hear from Craig Counsell a little bit later on in the show. We have some comments from Craig and from Brewers manager Pat Murphy coming up at about 8:20 here on the Score Evening Show if you want to check that out. A couple of texts that have come in. This one from the 815. They actually won the World Series on my birthday in 16. It was one of the best things in my life. That's pretty awesome, man. That's about as good a birthday gift as you can possibly get. So congratulations to you. Another one from the 779. I feel like the Cubs may have an advantage, at least to start the series, just because of the simple fact that we get the nerves and jitters out of the way. I feel so much better about this series than I did the Padres. That's a text coming in from the 779. Let's go back out to the phones and go to, let me jump because it's on the same subject. Paul on the road, you're on 670 The Score. What's up, Paulie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Paul, and I'm on the road, and I've got faith in Assad. I think he'll give us four or five innings of no hit or one hit ball. What do you think about that?
I'd like to see it. I'd like Javier Assad was not on the roster for the wild card series. We don't yet know the roster for the divisional series, and we'll see if he's indeed active and on that and where exactly they decide to place him. I gotta think that they're gonna use him in this one. I'm guessing, and we don't know yet, but I'm guessing it's Matthew Boyd for game one of the series, even though it's going to be on short rest. He only threw, 58, 59 pitches in game one on Tuesday. So I'm thinking it'll be Matthew Boyd. I really have no idea where Craig Counsell is going for game two, because it's too soon to go to Tyone. It's probably too soon, and I just don't know that you feel really great about going to Shota. You spent your bullpen in that playoff series, so I don't think you can go with a bullpen day or an opener day. I'm guessing it's going to be Assad is active and available and your game two starter for this series on Monday night, but I don't know. And with Craig Counsell, you never know, man. That guy always has an ace up his sleeve. So we'll see tomorrow when the divisional round rosters are released by both teams. One thing we do know, the Cubs will be without Cade Horton, and the Brewers will be without Brandon Woodruff. So two huge arms for these two teams will not be available for this game that starts tomorrow at American Family Field. Rami Makhlouf, Score Evening Show, talking Cubs with you. And like I said, really anything Cubs playoffs related that you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. The couch is open. Jump on. Get some therapy. But some questions I threw out at you to start the show. What's making you nervous? What's making you confident about this series? And is this series a referendum on Craig Counsell, if you're somebody who's still not fully bought in with that guy and that he was the right hire to jettison David Ross and bring him in for a big payday? 312-644-6767. Still got time to get some of your calls in before we talk with Allen Robinson coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Want to win a pair of tickets to the Cubs-Brewers NLDS game at Wrigley Field on Wednesday? Stop by Dad's Place, 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and meet Mark Grody for your chance to win. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pregame with Mark Grody and Budweiser, and register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. Nobody better to tailgate and get ready for a Cubs game with than Mr. Mark Grody. Just that dude's just the best, man. I want to hear more from you at 312-644-6767. Talking Cubs on your home for Cubs baseball. It's Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Score.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
They're going to be fired up. I mean, they've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell talking about what it's going to be like at American Family Field up in Milwaukee when the divisional series gets started tomorrow at 1:08 p.m. and then Monday 8:08 p.m. and then it moves to Chicago starting Wednesday, and then if necessary a game four Thursday out at Wrigley Field. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score Evening Show. We're going to talk with Allen Robinson, the former Bears wide receiver, now host of the Press Release podcast, about your Chicago Bears and that offense and Caleb Williams. Other than that, all Cubs all night here on the Score Evening Show, including you. This whole first hour open to you at 312-644-6767. Let's get right out to those phones before we got a break again here. Let's go to Wisconsin, where the Cubs will be tomorrow, and Dave, who's in Slinger. Dave, you're on the Score. What's up, buddy?
How are you doing?
Great. What's up, Dave?
Do you like our chances in this series?
When you say our, I don't know who you're referring to, Dave, because you're calling from Wisconsin. Are you a Cubs fan or a Brewer? Okay, you're a Cubs fan.
I'm a Cubs fan.
Dave, I appreciate the call, man. Spoiler alert, because we're gonna do our picks at the end of the show here at about 8:45. But who cares? I picked the Cubs to win this one, but I'm really on the fence. I feel like this series could legitimately go either way, and it's not me copping out. I see a lot of trends, a lot of numbers, a lot of things that make me think the Cubs have a great chance to win this series. And I see a lot of trends, a lot of numbers, a lot of things that make me think that maybe the Brewers will come out victorious in this series. I really think it could go either way. I'm leaning slightly Cubs, but that lean might just simply be my fandom coming out. That might just be my bias coming out when I'm picking the Cubs to win this series. I legitimately feel like it's 50-50, as maybe 51-49 or 52-48, one way or the other, as to who can come out on top in this. I mean, you look at the regular season series between these teams, and that was pretty much split right down the middle. Cubs won 7 of the 13 games that these two teams played over the course of the regular season. That just tells you how closely contested this rivalry is between these two teams, and how close they are, and really just how similar they are in the style of play that they have. Cubs, a little bit more slug, and I mentioned this earlier. I have some numbers. I dug deep for some numbers in this series, some that should make you feel good, some that maybe should concern you a little bit, and I'm going to get to those coming up at about 7:45. Cubs slug a little bit more, but other than that, both of these teams emphasize great defense, smart but aggressive base running, run prevention. They're very similarly constructed and play a similar style of baseball, other than the fact that the Cubs, like I said, rely a little bit more on the long ball and on the home run. And it makes sense that they'd play a similar style of baseball. Craig Counsell coming here from Milwaukee, and his bench coach and his mentor in Pat Murphy, who coached him in high school at Notre Dame, being the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. It makes sense that they'd have similar styles, similar philosophies in the way that these two teams play the game. So to answer your question, Dave, again, I really could see this one going either way. I'm leaning slightly Cubs, but that just might be my fandom and my bias coming out. Let's go out to Champaign and Dean. You're on the Score. What's up, Dean? What you got on these Cubs?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm definitely in favor of Council. I think it was a good hire. I think last year he didn't quite have the roster or a feel for it, and this year I think he's more in tune with what the Cubs have. But I did notice he tends to play the same lineup all the time. So my comment and possible solution for the future would be, I've noticed in 2018, 19, 20, and this past summer, really this past summer, their top four guys were in slumps in the second half. So do you think there's a possibility the Cubs could play more night games? I remember in the 80s when they played all-day baseball, they said playing more night baseball would give them a break. But I've also heard maybe the neighborhood has a limit on how many night games they could play. So is it worth revisiting, or can it even be done where the Cubs could play more night baseball and maybe some of these guys wouldn't be tired and have the late season slumps like we've had recently?
Dean, I know there are. I appreciate the call, Dean. I know there are restrictions on how many night games they can play over the course of the regular season. It's out of their hands in the playoffs. The schedule is determined and dictated by Major League Baseball. So what start times they'll have throughout the course of the playoffs is completely out of the Cubs' hands. I'd like to see some more night games. I wish tomorrow was a night game just to give the Cubs 7 more hours to rest, which doesn't seem like much. Like, we think about rest in terms of days, but 7 hours matters, man. Like, the soreness can leave your body over the course of 7 hours after you've had a hard workout. Hey, we got some breaking news on the score, and breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It's official. I said this would probably be the case earlier in the show. Matthew Boyd will start game one of the NLDS for the Cubs. So we have our game one starter. We still don't know who the game two starter will be. We still don't know what the roster will be and who will be available to Craig Counsell to be the game two starter. But we now know Matthew Boyd will start game one of the NLDS for the Cubs. That's according to the Marquee Sports Network. And I'm in favor of that move. I second that motion by Craig Counsell to go with Matthew Boyd as a starter in game one. It's short rest, sure, but these are the playoffs, and this is how things go in the playoffs. Often guys are working on short rest or taking more of a workload or coming out of the bullpen, even if they might be a starter in the regular season. Things change in the postseason, man, and him going on short rest, I'm okay with it. It was only 58 or 59 pitches that he pitched in game one on Tuesday night, so I think this is the right move. What happens behind Matthew Boyd? I don't know. I really don't know, and it's hard to say what I think Craig Counsell should do in terms of his handling of this pitching staff, because he had to pull out all the stops in that wild card series against the Padres. 15 innings he asked for over the course of 3 games from his bullpen, from his relief pitchers. So I don't know, at least for game one, even with this day of rest that they have in between the wild card and the division series, I don't know that you can ask your bullpen to carry that kind of load again in game one, but I wouldn't put it past Craig Counsell to do that, because again, it's the playoffs and things change in the playoffs, and managers tend to lean heavy on their bullpen, especially Craig Counsell. Quite frankly, he was one of the pioneers in this way of handling pitching staffs, just in general, but especially in the postseason, and going with the opener and going with your bullpen for 5 or 6 innings over the course of a baseball game, if not more. So there's no telling what Craig Counsell will do or what he should do given the workload that he asked from his bullpen in that wild card round. I got time for one more call before I get to Allen Robinson at the top of the hour. Let's go to the Northwest side. And Colin, you're on the score. What you got, buddy?
Hey, Rami, man, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
First-time caller, long-time listener, man. Love the show,
awesome.
Love the score.
Thank you.
I was actually I was at game one, and, man, the atmosphere of that place was crazy. And I feel like what makes me a little confident about this series is that the Cubs, with everything that happened in that 3-game series, they are fired up, and they have already experienced a very dramatic wild card series in the playoffs. So they have that feeling right now. They're really fired up. And then the Brewers, yeah, they're rested, and their bullpen is rested, and ours isn't. Yes, that's unfortunate. But they've just kind of been
they've been sitting around waiting for this playoff series, see who it's going to be.
Right.
And, you know, I think that might give us a little bit of an edge. I don't know if it's because I'm fired up and the whole city's fired up, but, and then, you know, they've already lived it. And the Brewers have historically not been great in the playoffs. And, you know, another thing, no one knows that lineup better than Mr. Council.
That is true. That's a bit of an edge. Colin, I appreciate the call. We got to get to the break. There are differing beliefs as to the effect that first round bye can have on a baseball team versus playing in that wild card round and getting, first of all, the jitters out of the way, but also getting the ball rolling in terms of some momentum for a baseball team headed into the divisional series. I really think it depends team to team, even guy to guy, like player to player, how that affects them. Some teams need rest. Some teams, I think it can be a detriment, and especially if they finish the season hot. Thing with the Brewers is they didn't finish the season hot, and they maybe needed a little bit of time away. But yeah, you don't know. I'd be lying if I sat here and told you I knew how the layoff would affect the Brewers and how that momentum could maybe propel the Cubs into doing something special here in this divisional round series. Only time can tell. By the way, another little piece of breaking news about this series, which again is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Paul Sullivan reporting from the Chicago Tribune, roof will be open for game one of the NLDS, which surprises me because the sun and the shadows will play a much bigger part in this baseball game with the time that it's being played with that roof being open versus if they closed it at AmFam Field. The flip side of that is when it's hot out and it's supposed to be hot out and they close that roof, literally the stadium turns into a giant sauna. All that heat and all the body heat from 40,000 plus people being in the stadium all gets trapped in there. So differing factors in terms of whether or not the roof will be open or closed. I thought they'd have it closed just so that the shadows didn't play as big of a factor. And that also is determined by Major League Baseball. I said earlier that the schedule is determined by Major League Baseball. During the regular season, the Brewers decide if the roof will be open or closed. In the postseason, that's 100% up to Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office. So we'll see what, if any, effect that has on the series starting tomorrow. Take a short break from the baseball, talk a little football with former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson, now the host of the Press Release Podcast. He joins me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.